Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dare to Believe podcast. I'm here with Pastor Christy Greener.
Hi, Brittany.
Hello. And as Christy mentioned, my name is Brittany, and we're excited to be with you today because we're going to talk about one of our favorite topics, which is dreams.
Yeah, we love talking about dream interpretation.
Yes.
Brittany and I were just sharing some of the dreams we've had recently, and it's just interesting because the Lord is guiding us through dreams. He corrects us through dreams. He encourages us through dreams. He gives us instructions through dreams, all sorts of things. But sometimes it's hard to know what he's talking about and if it's in a dream from the Lord, because not every dream is from the Lord. And so as we interpret these dreams, those are the things we look into. And so I encourage you to look into some of our teachings we have out there. But for those of you that haven't listened to our classes, we just want to remind you that we are a Christian group and we are Bible-based in our dream interpretation. And what that means to us is that we understand ancient Hebraic language in a way that it's metaphorical. And there's a lot of metaphor in dreams.
Mm-hmm. And that explains why sometimes dreams can be tricky to understand, because mm-hmm. God's not just laying it out. He's giving you a metaphorical picture of what he's trying to tell you.
And if you look at the Bible, there's an awful lot of metaphor, not just in dreams, because there's a lot of dreams in Scripture, but also in prophetic words, in the book of Psalms and Proverbs. There's a lot of metaphor in there. And so those type of metaphors and studying those metaphors, even in the parables, I love studying through the parables and looking at what Jesus says, and the disciples do not understand what he's talking about. And so they ask him when they get him alone, and he says, well, when I said this, this is what it meant. And when I said this, this is what it meant. And that just helps you understand biblical metaphoric language. And you can do the same with dreams, like when Joseph interpreted dreams or Daniel interpreted dreams. You know what the dream is, and then they tell you what it means. It can help you understand how metaphoric language works.
Yeah, and God loves to use that language because it's a way for him to draw you in. Because sometimes we do need him to get the interpretation
for many
of our dreams. It's not literal, and I think that's a big difference between dreams and visions even.
Yeah, and in human nature, we tend to want to have an answer we can just plug in and like make it a math equation.
So I sure do.
Yeah, I know. Brittany works with numbers a lot. And so you want to plug in, if I have a blue bird, what does blue mean? What does a bird mean? Okay, now I know what my dream means. And that is our humanness coming through, and our soul wants to make it simple and make it safe and comfortable. And it's not bad. It just is not complete. And so it's like you're doing only one portion of what the dream means. And so really, the secret to being a spirit-led, good, healthy dream interpreter is to talk to the Lord about it first, because mm-hmm. he will tell you what a dream means. And then to use those metaphors to help you understand the more of what he means, mm-hmm. get more depth to the dream. Mm-hmm. And metaphors can change. If you look at metaphors in Scripture, they don't mean the same thing. A lion can be the Lion of Judah. A lion can be a prowling lion. Is it the Lion of Judah? Or is it a prowling lion? What does a lion always mean? It doesn't always mean the same thing. And so if you're not partnering with Holy Spirit, you could really get the wrong interpretation for a dream. So we always partner with Holy Spirit. He could tell you just what you need to know. But if you want to dig deeper with the Lord, there's skills you can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Exactly. And since God likes to use that metaphorical language, it is, as Christy has mentioned in other podcasts, it is learning a language. Mm-hmm. And so that's what kind of this podcast is all about, is helping you learn some of those skills to understand that language.
Mm-hmm. And we're always grateful for the people who send dreams to us. We apologize if you have had a dream and we haven't gotten back to it. We get a lot of dreams sent in, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We have a volunteer dream team, which they're wonderful people, and they sometimes take a little longer to get your dream interpreted. So it's not that we aren't interpreting your dream for you. It might just take a little bit longer. But some of these that came in through our website, we kind of categorized them, and we found several of them talk about people being chased in one way or another. And my favorite dream about somebody being chased was a little boy, 4 years old. He's now like 20-ish, you know, but when he was 4 years old, he was having night terrors. Like, I don't know, it may not have been defined as a night terror, diagnosed as a night terror, but he would wake up screaming night after night after night, having the same dream about a monster was coming after him in his dream, and he would run and scream, and he'd end up waking up his parents, and the whole family was weary from this. And so we talked to him about how, so that means that something bad is trying to chase you. So in kids' dreams and adult dreams, when we're getting chased by something that's bringing terror and fear, it's a warning from the Lord that you have an enemy who's after you, a spiritual enemy, because dreams from the Lord, now not every dream is from the Lord, but dreams from the Lord are telling you about spiritual things. And so you have a spiritual enemy who is trying to chase you and hurt you. That's real. That's not just a make-believe. It's not just in your head. This is real. So that little boy had a spiritual enemy who was coming after him and wanting to harm him. And I believe that I may have it mixed up with another dream, but I believe that monster itself was blue. And generally blue, if it's in a good context, it means revelation. If it's in a negative context, it's usually depression and feeling down and feeling blue. Because God knows our metaphors that we use in our language as well. And he uses those to speak to us. So this little boy was being chased by kind of a depression, sadness kind of monster. Very, very vividly, and night after night after night. And his parents were believers, and they knew how to pray for him, and they prayed, and they just couldn't break through. So we reminded him that Jesus is bigger than any superhero in the world. Jesus is more powerful than anything, and that is scriptural. All things are under the Lord's feet. He has authority over all things, including monsters or enemies or spiritual enemies that are trying to harm our lives. He is more powerful. And so in a dream, and adults can do this too, but it's most fun for kids, this works best with kids, is to say, if Jesus is the biggest superhero that ever was, why don't you ask him to come into your dream and ask him what you should do? And so the next day or the day after, it was within 1 or 2 days, his mom called and said he had the dream again. I'm like, oh, rats, you know, we missed it. She said, no, it's good, because he did what you asked. He asked Jesus to come into his dream, and he asked Jesus what weapon he had for him, and Jesus gave him a bazooka, and he blasted this monster with the bazooka. And that young man, we still know him, and he has not been tormented by that dream or anything chasing him like that since. And so, you know, we adults more often, have you ever had a dream of being chased by something bad?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of things were chasing you in your dreams when bad things chased you?
Well, I think the biggest key that I knew, it was just the fear I felt, you know? Like, sometimes, like, it's been a dream where it's like, I don't know, I just know I'm being chased. I don't know what it is, but I'm just being chased. And so it brought on fear, and I knew I needed to run, whatever it was. And so a lot of times, like Christy was talking about, it's about the context, because chase doesn't always mean bad, but when there's fear that's involved there, that's a key component to the context of the dream and what the dream's saying.
And that, again, because the Lord tells us that perfect love casts out on fear, out all fear, and in there is no fear in love, and God is love. So, you know, all those things we know. So if we're feeling a lot of fear, it tells us that dream is not with the Lord. It's either not from the Lord, or it's the Lord's telling us, this is not what I want for you, and you need to pay attention and deal with this.
Yeah, not the way that he wants you to react. Sometimes we react out of fear just because it's something that is unknown, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. It could be our reaction to it, what we're partnering with from it, that could actually lead to something negative.
Have you ever dreamt about being chased by something good?
Not that I can recall, actually.
I have had things that come after me. If it's not a chasing, I think the chasing for me has always been negative. I'm not saying you can't have a positive chasing in your dream, but I have the things that will follow me and be drawn to me in the dream that are good. But the chasing usually is connected with fear. A lot of people, when they are chased by things in their dream, it's something, a figure they don't know the face. It's a hooded figure. They don't see who it is. They know it's a person, but they're dressed all in sweats and, you know, covered up. It's interesting. Yeah, faces in dreams are an interesting thing as well. Seeing what a face looks like, or there are faceless beings that show up in dreams as well. So that tells you a lot about what you're dealing with. And again, you're letting the Lord, you're not just letting him, he shows you. That's the best thing about being asleep, is he's probably trying to get our attention about these things in our waking hours as well, but we're not paying attention to the Lord. Mm-hmm. But when we are asleep, He has our full attention. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a dream that we have gotten from a woman, and I think, yeah, it's a woman, as she sent it in, and it's about being chaste. So you mm-hmm. want to read the dream? And
yes, I would love to. And one of the things that we ask when people submit their dream is to get a title of the dream. And so this dream title is Desperation. So that tells you a lot of the context of how she felt and what we're going to hear.
Yeah. For the dream. Desperation is already a negative term.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So in the dream, she states, "Me and my two children were running from house to house, jumping fences and trying to hide from someone or something. It was daylight, but they kept getting so close and we kept getting away, but I could feel the faster and further we went, they were still near us, looking for us. There was an elderly couple and we went in their home and kept asking if they had a basement so we could go hide. But then I heard the people that was looking for us asking people if they had a basement. So I'm not sure why I kept asking that. I feel like one part of the dream, we went into a drain or some water, but then I woke up."
Yeah, so that's a tough dream. So it's a mother with two kids and running, and she calls it desperation. So she is desperate for something, but she's desperate to get away from something. So she is running from something, jumping fences and trying to get away, jumping a fence. We always want to look at the main meat of the dream. So what I would say the main meat of the dream is this woman and her children. So it's about generational stuff. Are running from something, afraid of something, want safety but can't find it, jumping over things to get there, find an elderly couple that she seems comfortable with, mm-hmm. and she wants to ask them to be in their basement, but she's not even sure if the basement's going to be safe because she can hear this whoever's chasing her asking about basements. So that, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like even what she thinks is safe doesn't feel safe. Mm-hmm. And at some point she finds herself by a big drain or water, but she's not even sure about that. So mm-hmm. we're not sure what that is. But the main part of this dream is who's the dream about is one of the first questions we ask. So who is this dream about? It's about the mother and her kids, mm-hmm. right? That's mm-hmm. really what the dream's about. And them running to be safe from something. And again, it's not good. So it's probably running from stuff that's happened in the past, stuff that's in the family line. Who knows what she's running from, but whatever it is, it's not good. And she's looking for a safe place, jumping over fences. What that tells me is she's passed over some boundaries. So there's some boundaries, it doesn't sound like it was a big deal, but why were those boundaries there? Was she jumping over boundaries she shouldn't have jumped over, or was she just jumping over boundaries that were in her way? But the Lord's giving her this dream because He wants her to know He sees her. He understands how challenged she is and how desperate she is.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's looking for safety and she's looking for a foundationally safe place to be and hasn't found it yet. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't resolve anything for her. Although she's looking to go to a basement, but she's not even sure if foundational things are safe to her. And I don't know where she stands with the Lord when someone sends something in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we ask you to give your phone number so we can give you a call or an email. I don't know where she is with the Lord, and I don't think that any of this tells us that.
It doesn't, but she does indicate some things that stood out, which is another question we ask as a part of the dreams. She does say that it was daylight. It was kind of evening, though. She was afraid they were going to get caught, and she really wanted to protect her children. She woke up and was confused, wondering what the dream was about. She felt panic and confusion, but also was calm in that the basement she kept asking for. She's a little confused about that, I would imagine, especially because she could hear the people asking for basements as well. So felt, like you stated earlier, wasn't a mm-hmm. safe place,
right,
possibly.
Right. And so really, this is about her journey to find a safe place, and the Lord knows she's on this journey. He wants her to find a safe place, and He is her safe place, but for her to find that and find a foundationally safe relationship with the Lord, there's probably, and this is just my speculation, but if this is a person who's grown up in the church, but has had church, because sometimes church people are mean,
mm-hmm.
they hurt each other, and because mm-hmm. we're human beings, and because we're all fighting for more, of the Lord, but we're not always good at doing the relationship piece. And so we get hurt by people in the church and hurt by things that the church does. And so that's foundational stuff. Maybe what she was taught as a child, she doesn't even know if that's safe anymore, you mm-hmm. know? And so that I sense that may be the issue, but what she wants is for her children to grow up in, with a good place with the Lord and a safe place with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So that's a very good journey. The Lord knows she's on this journey, but it is daylight and it's dark outside, daylight and kind of evening outside. So it's the end of a day. Mm-hmm. So it's not morning. It's not the new day coming. It's the end of something. So there is an end of a season probably in her life, and she's just trying to get through it with her kids without and find a safe place. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the dream is mainly about. And so what our prayer for this dreamer would be that you would find a safe place with the Lord, and you'd find a safe place with the foundational things in your life. Mm-hmm. And I encourage someone like this to go to meet with someone that they trust about spiritual things and just sit with them and pray through it, because the Lord wants you to feel safe with Him. He is the best protection you could ever have. But if you don't even know if the foundational places are safe, mm-hmm. It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah. And Dare to Believe is a great resource too, because one of the other services that we offer here is Sozo, which helps with some of those inner healing wounds, maybe mm-hmm. some of those foundational situations that have happened.
Right.
Which is another resource or another source that you can go to just get some prayer and be able to help kind of walk you through that process and that journey.
Yeah, and if you're not here in Minnesota where we can meet with you personally or close to Minnesota, we can help you find someone in your area. So mm-hmm. feel free to reach out to us and we will help you get what you need. Yeah. But this dream describes a spiritual struggle mm-hmm. and running from what you know that can be bad for you, but it's mostly about your children. You want better things for them, and that is a really wonderful attribute of a good mother, is to want your kids to be safer, and especially in the spiritual things. So God wants that for you too, and He sees you and is there to help you.
Yeah, and that's why He's our protector, and so He wants to be that protector for you, so you don't have to wonder if where you are is safe or not.
That's
He wants
right.
to be that safe place.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah, so we thank you all for this time, this opportunity to be able to interpret this dream with you. And did you want to pray for our dreamer
I'd
today?
Love to, yeah. So Lord, thank you for this mother and her children, and for anyone else who's running from something spiritual out there. We just say, Lord, would you bring your peace? Would you bring your safe, loving presence into their lives, Lord? Teach them what is wise. Give them wisdom for the choices they make about where they go and what they do and who they seek help from. And we just declare that you are their strong tower. You are their strong place. So give them peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
One thing I want to add before we conclude is part of the way that I know that this is not what the Lord wants for her is the emotions she felt. Because we're created with emotions. The Lord speaks to us through our emotions as well. Had the Lord been with her in this, she wouldn't have had total panic. And there's no word in here that is peaceful or safe or good. Nothing in there describing how she felt was good. So that tells me that she's being stolen from, and that the Lord wants to bring her His presence, His peace, His safety.
Yeah, I mean, even the title says desperation. So it tells you what her feelings were in the dream, and that's definitely not the Lord's heart for us.
That's
so.
Right. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
we're Brittany and Christy, and we're Dare to Believe Ministries.